Welcome to the Empowering Women Got a Minute podcast, sharing how women find empowerment each and every day. Join our host, Brianna Hinkle, as she chats with guests to see what drives them in their careers, hobbies, and family in just 20 minutes or less. So now take a minute with us and feel empowered. Sponsored by Phippen Museum, Art and Heritage of the American West. For more information and upcoming shows, visit phippenartmuseum.org. Today, we are talking postpartum health and wellness with Dr. Emily Wilson. Dr. Emily is a naturopathic doctor and acupuncturist in Prescott. Her own healing journey has inspired her profession, where she's focused on mental health, women's hormones, cardiometabolic health, and weight loss. Emily is also a new mom, and in her postpartum year, she realized how underserved postpartum parents are and how postpartum is actually the best time for us to get our best health and body ever. She is also a published author and is about to release her first book called Post, The Essential Guide to Creating Your Postpartum Self-Care Plan in Pregnancy. Emily's goal is to get it into the hands of every pregnant and postpartum woman in the world so they can be empowered to take control of their postpartum experience and focus on what really matters, their health and their relationship with their new little one. Hello, Emily. We would love to take a minute to chat with you today about postpartum health and wellness. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about Sanos Wellness and what you offer?
Yes, definitely. First, thank you so much for having me, Bree. I'm so excited to be here. And as you know, this is kind of a newer journey for me. I have spent a long time in the world of women's health and wellness and kind of redefined that over the years. And Sanos Wellness was created late 2020, really out of my own health journey and my realization that, really what's missing in women's health is this foundation of self-worth. And that was so transformational for me because, you probably remember I've lost almost 40 pounds. I had about an extra 40 pounds of weight that I was carrying. And on the outside, everything looked great, right? Like I looked like I was, staying busy. I had a busy practice, I have my family here. It looked like I was doing really well, but I actually was struggling a lot with hormone imbalance symptoms, with hypothyroidism, with, as I mentioned, I couldn't lose weight no matter what I did. And, a lot of mood stuff too. So a lot of like depression and anxiety were kind of going on behind the scenes. And when I realized what I needed to do was just take control of my life. And I needed to do that from this foundation of self-worth and really loving and valuing myself as the central figure of my own life. That's where that journey is what got me to where I am today. Which is, having lost a bunch of weight, I have cleared a lot of my own hormone issues and started Sanos Wellness, which again, foundationally, it's all about how do we help women approach their own health and wellness from this foundation of self-worth. And so for a while, I've offered health and wellness around this idea of hormone balance, which was so fundamental to me, and weight loss. And now I'm kind of expanding this perspective of women's health from just being about, in general, hormone balance and weight loss to actually helping women during this very specific part of their life and their journey, which is postpartum, because I feel like we just don't have the resources we need for women at this point.
Completely. And sometimes it feels like I've heard people mention it and it somewhat feels like a taboo subject, which it shouldn't, right? It's not a taboo subject and people should be open and honest and willing to kind of seek some of this help and health issues. And I think sometimes women are afraid to open up. Well, I think we're always afraid to open up about a lot of our own issues because sometimes they can be dismissed with certain, you know, in certain circles or certain medical professionals. And then you also feel like you have to just keep going, you know, like there's hormone things that pop up or, you know, like a lot of women that deal with postpartum, it just feels like they feel like they can't take that time to figure that out too. So I think it's so important that that's something that you are kind of pinpointing into what you're offering. And what is postpartum? Can you tell the explain to the listeners what postpartum is? Because I know it's like to everybody, they might have a different idea. And to a man, they might have a completely different idea of what that is. What is it?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And, you know, I think that it, I just to return to what you were saying for a second, I think that that is such a beautiful way to sum up a lot of the issues that we have in women's healthcare in general. We are so used to feeling like it's okay that our symptoms are minimized. It's okay that how we feel is brushed off because, oh, your labs are normal or, oh, everything's normal. See you in a year. And so we get used to this idea of, well, you know, I'm just going to try and keep my head above water. And so then when a woman enters this, you know, period of postpartum, she's already coming at it from a deficit probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having years trying to keep her head above water. And I love this question too, like what is postpartum? Because it's really in our culture, it's not well defined.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really something that still happens behind closed doors for women. You know, you think, okay, she just had a baby. She's at home. She's by herself. She's kind of like recovering maybe with her husband or her partner and the baby. And that's it. Maybe mom is there if she's lucky enough to have like immediate family around. But, there's so much we don't know about postpartum because again, we allow it to just happen behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
But so technically the term means like, you know, having just had a baby.
Right.
But when we really start to look at it, we don't have a really good definition for what, for that timeline, you know, what is this experience of postpartum? Our medical culture will tell you that that lasts 6 weeks. It's a six week window, but we know for a fact, for a biological, physiological fact, that the postpartum experience extends a minimum of 1 year. And so that's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that first year after having a baby, there is, of course, the acute healing from, you know, whatever a woman's experience of giving birth was. So there's this, all of this acute healing goes on, you know, healing of her tissue. If she had a C-section, that's a pretty major surgery that she has to recover from. She has lost a lot of fluids, a lot of blood. And so her nutrient requirements are higher than they've ever been in her life. So she has, very particular nutrient requirements that, again, we're not really talking enough about how to meet them.
Right.
She has her pelvic floor, either her lower, in some way, her pelvis is healing in a very massive way from what just happened. And that can take up to, you know, 6 months, 8 months, a year. And then finally, we know that her hormone balance recovery, that can take up to a year for women's hormones to rebalance and normalize. And she can start cycling. I mean, I've heard of women getting their periods again after, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks after having a baby, but that's not super common. Usually it's like 6 months or so, unless she's still solely breastfeeding. But regardless of whether or not she gets her period back, the hormone balance piece, it takes time for those hormones to remember their own natural ebb and flow.
Because that's tricky anyway. Hormone balance can be tricky anyway. And then to add in, you know, giving birth and everything else that your body has to do to just, you know, heal or produce differently and do all of that. That's, I mean, what a journey. And it makes sense that it's not a 6 week journey because that's, of course, you know, and everybody's different too, right? So somebody's journey that maybe would be better in 6 months, some people's is maybe even a year and a half, I'm sure, that there's just some, you know, fluctuation because we're all so different.
Yeah, totally. And I think too, one of the things that really drew me to this world was that maternal health care is in crisis, and women are dying and losing their lives at an alarming rate, and the number is actually rising. The number of women dying and the number of children dying in America is rising, and it's unacceptable to me. And it's because, you know, there is this lack of, and of course, this is my, you know, biased opinion, but I'm a woman, I'm a doctor. And so, mm-hmm. and I've done a lot of research into this, and there's this lack of awareness of how to actually take care of ourselves and how as doctors or as a medical profession to help women have the healthiest pregnancy ever and to set them up for the best postpartum experience ever. And so we find these women who are increasingly having new problems pop up. Like they're healthy, quote unquote, before they get pregnant, then they get pregnant, then they develop anemia, they develop anxiety and depression of pregnancy, they develop hypertension, they develop diabetes, and they've never had stuff like this before. And then they go into their postpartum period, and these women who've developed these issues in pregnancy are up to 10 times more likely to develop long-term chronic manifestations of those problems.
Wow.
Years down the road. And they're just not getting the help or the medical expertise that they need.
Wow. This is so fascinating and interesting because, well, what are some of the ways that you think women can manage postpartum symptoms? And I'm sure, again, like we're talking about, everybody's different. And like you just mentioned, some of those changes that happen in pregnancy that then could continue on into postpartum. But what are some ways that you think that they can manage those? Or what are your suggestions on to get started in that postpartum portion of their lives?
Yeah. This is so great. And I actually just wrote a book about this because I realized that, you know, in pop culture, we don't have anything like this to offer women. There is so much language out there for, you know, having a beautiful pregnancy or a healthy pregnancy. And there's a lot, you'll see a lot of like idealized versions of that on Instagram, but it's not telling the whole story. We need to give women, a plan. We need to give them an actual trajectory that they can follow. And so that's what my book is about. It's called Post, The Essential Guide to Creating Your Postpartum Self-Care Plan in Pregnancy. And it walks women through, you know, what does the research say about how to help women have the best postpartum experience ever? And what do we need to have you start doing in pregnancy to set yourself up for that? And so it includes like a whole actual plan that women can fill out, including, you know, their entire medical team so that if anybody needs to, they know who to contact. You know, we want to keep women safe during this time. And it was my own journey that really taught me how ill-equipped we are as a culture to help women during this time. And that's why I wanted to really step up and help women because, you know, for me, I chose to have a home birth. Which actually did not go very well. And we right after my daughter was born, I hemorrhaged and we ended up going to the emergency room. And so while I had this really beautiful pregnancy, I started my life as a mom in a very, very depleted way. And that set off, you know, luckily I didn't develop any of the chronic, like, or any of the cardiometabolic stuff that women can get in mm-hmm. pregnancy, the gestational diabetes or anemia or hypertension, but I do have a history of, you know, depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so the combination of being postpartum and feeling like, you know, I was kind of cut off from the world and sort of alone, and then returning to this very dark space of, you know, a history of depression, you know, it was a really, really big struggle. Oh. And so that was a huge catalyst for me. I figured, you know, if I'm a doctor, if I'm a white woman, we know that the numbers of Black and Indigenous women, those numbers are exponentially higher as far as women who suffer the consequences of getting pregnant and trying to bring new life into the world. You know, these are the women who inordinately develop chronic cardiovascular conditions and mental health conditions and are at increased risk of suffering a lot of other things. And so if somebody like me can have such a scary and terrifying experience, then clearly there are a lot of women in the world who need a lot of help. So I want to help them as much as possible.
Love that. And where can people get this book? Is it on Amazon or your website or?
Yeah, it will be on Amazon very soon. We are in the final stages of getting it out into the world. It's been a 16, 17 month journey for that. So gestating for a long time. but yeah, it's full of all of, you know, what the research is showing us to this point of how to help women postpartum and the things that we're just not really talking about in the world. Like what I see in the world is that if you go onto Instagram, you're going to get a lot of ads for, you know, lactation cookies and there's a lot of great stuff, but it's not addressing the actual problem. And would it be okay if I share just a couple of kind of main points, highlights of what the research is saying?
Yes, please. That would be wonderful.
Okay, great. Because I think that this is the essential message, not just to help postpartum women, but to help all women. Because at the end of the day, we flourish when we practice self-care. And that's what the research shows for postpartum women and pregnant women. So we look at the foundationals. What are they seeing in the research that has the most benefit for postpartum women as far as objectively reducing their likelihood of developing chronic hypertension, chronic diabetes, chronic depression, or any other serious long-term consequence? We see that diet, exercise, sleep, and stress reduction are the four golden tickets to helping women have a better postpartum experience. And specifically, they show with diet. Diet seems to be kind of like number one as far as helping women return to their pre-pregnancy weight, reduce their risk of developing hypertension chronically, to improve anemia, to improve their mental health status, to reduce their risk of diabetes, and specifically the Mediterranean diet. At this point has been the most studied, but it also has the best research behind it of this is how we help women reduce their risk of developing long-term cardiometabolic and mental health issues. So if there's one thing that a woman does, I would say, you know, Mediterranean diet plus hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. You can
right.
It's probably no surprise. But yeah, the Mediterranean diet, hydration, and then with exercise, you know, you have to start gently. When you've just had a baby, they generally recommend waiting between 6 and 12 weeks to do anything other than just walking. But getting out there and walking is so important as soon as a woman is able to, because it's that regular cardiovascular work that is kind of the complement to a healthy diet that can help her transform, again, not just her cardiometabolic, but her mental health too. And then of course, sleep, which is easier said than done.
Right.
Postpartum women. I have a whole, inside of the book, it walks you through how to create a plan to support your sleep because it's too easy for us again to just think we have to go without, but we don't. We just need help. So there's a way to walk people through it. I actually do have a resource too, if any of your listeners would like that. I can send that to you if that's helpful.
Yeah, we can put that in the show notes. So that would be great.
Okay, yeah, great. I love that because it's like a little mini postpartum self-care plan that women can just take today and use.
Oh,
now.
That would be great. Yeah, we will include that in the show notes so people can click right on that link too.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love to share this because this work it's what we need, I think, in the world.
Oh, I think so. I think it's such an important thing that you're doing. And also because you've gone through the journey, you know, and you're a doctor and you've been studying it so much that it's so great that it's coming from somebody that is, well, first of all, a woman that yeah. knows that journey and knows so much about, you know, the other aspects surrounding it, the hormones and everything that kind of comes into play. It's just important that we get this advice from the people that are firsthand experiencing this or studying it. And I think that's amazing. And so, I know you have the book, but you also can help with this with meetings of people firsthand. I'm sure there's some other offerings that you do for people that are experiencing postpartum or maybe getting about to experience that. What kind of offerings do you do besides the book?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. I'm building out the world's first 12-month postpartum wellness program.
Wow.
As we speak. Yeah, we're going to open up the doors soon. But it's all about creating a sense of community where we get together as women, and women are supported and women are seen. So that's really like a huge piece of the program. Like, I want women to feel seen, because it's too easy when you're already depleted and exhausted to want to shrink back and want to be unseen. But that's how we miss serious issues. And so we want to make sure that we are checking in with women regularly to make sure that they are feeling well physically, but also mentally and emotionally. And if they're not, we've got to figure out how to get them to the right resources, the right people who can help them, because that's literally what saves lives.
Mm-hmm.
A postpartum, a woman struggling with postpartum depression will not be set up in the best way to connect with her baby. So not only does she suffer and lose out on her own life, but she also loses out on this connection. And so does her baby. And her baby misses out on that essential neurological development too, that only comes from connection with its caregivers.
Right.
So the postpartum wellness program, again, the foundation is support and being seen and being, you know, just a place for women to come and feel held. But we're also going to have classes, things like realistic postpartum cooking classes, which literally, I mean, I think it's going to be really just a hangout session, because I'm going to be like, here's what I out of the freezer today.
Right.
But I want to normalize the fact that, like, you know, as a postpartum woman, you don't have to be, don't worry about cooking. Don't worry about chopping vegetables right now. Just take care of yourself, you know? And so we're going to have fun classes. We're going to have, you know, walks together. So we're going to do virtual walks. This is all going to be hosted virtually, but we're going to, you know, again, it's a way for women to be seen. We're going to do postpartum yoga classes. We're going to do postpartum, you know, for women who are breastfeeding, we're going to have like postpartum, you know, feeding your baby support groups.
Mm-hmm.
And for women who are struggling with breastfeeding and maybe moving to formula, because that's its own mental and emotional journey too.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be awesome. And again, it's a 12-month program, because in my mind, postpartum is a 12-month experience. But women can join starting in their last month of pregnancy if they'd like to, just kind of get a head start.
That's exciting. And so you think that that's going to be offered soon. And I know that all you list all of your classes and offerings on your website, right? Can you tell the listeners what that website is?
Yeah, it's www.sanoswellness.com. And that's S as in Sam, A, N as in Nancy, O, S as in Sam.
Right. And if there was something that you could just like a big takeaway from this conversation today, that a woman that maybe is starting that postpartum part of her life, what would you suggest they do maybe today just to kind of start to feel like they're moving towards a good goal in this journey?
Oh my gosh, that's such a great question. You know, what I would say is again, going back to that foundation of self-worth and making sure that she's checking in with herself and listening to her body and hearing, you know, what is her body asking for? What is her body needing? That's often easier said than done.
Too. Right.
So I think what's really helpful is to choose one of these outlets, you know, diet, hydration, exercise, or sleep, and say, focus on that. And again, from the research, we know that that eating a healthy diet moves the needle the most, at least as far as women's cardiovascular health and her mental health. So I would say if there was one way to kind of manifest this, let's have you check in with yourself and make sure you're feeding your own needs, it would be through a diet, like a healthy diet. No sense of punishment, no sense of, you know, I don't want women to kind of like over emotionalize their eating or feel bad if they're eating something that's, you know, I don't even want to use the word bad, if eating something that's like rich or satisfying or something they're craving, but it's about adding in those other things. So making sure you're getting your veggies, your beans, your grains, your healthy protein, your fruits, you know. So adding in those things and checking in with your body and seeing what it wants and needs.
I love that. That's good advice. Cause I think that that's, you know, with the Mediterranean diet, there are so many different kinds of options where it can be a simple meal or, you know, a more involved meal or a crock pot meal, which is fantastic for, you know, and I've been on the Mediterranean diet cause I'm working through, you know, with Emily on hormones. And I've enjoyed it, and I started eMeals, which gives you recipes. It gives you recipes, and then you can send the ingredients directly from emails to wherever you shop, like Fry's. And then I can just go pick up, I don't have to even go in Fry's, and pick it up. And it makes it such an easy process to kind of stay on a healthier diet without just relying on like the food kits. But then also be able to say, okay, well, I want this one to be in a crock pot so I don't have to do much. It's really nice. So it's a nice way to like try to stay in a diet, but do it in an easier way. And I'm sure, and I'm not a mom, so that's just as a woman that can do that with working. But I know that there's easy ways to kind of incorporate that to snacks too, which maybe is an easier form to get those healthier things in your body sometimes. I'm sure you can attest to that as a mom, that sometimes it's just maybe when you have time to eat. I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm
sponsored by Pilera Health, guiding your way to wellness since 1966. The mission of Pilera Health is to provide accessible, compassionate, holistic healthcare that strengthens our community. For more information, call 928-445-5211.
To be really honest, Bri, I've been a mom for 13 months now. And for most of my life, I have been, you know, a busy entrepreneurial woman like you. You know, and you are juggling so much. You have so much on your plate too. And I think a lot of women do. And that's why, you know, the conversation, is postpartum, but for so long I've spoken with women who, regardless of whether or not they were moms, they were like, you know what, I'm maxed out. How do I make this as easy as possible? I love that Emil's recommendation, because that's so cool. Like, how many of us would love to just spend less than 5 minutes at the grocery store getting a bunch of food that we need that's healthy, that's simple?
Yes.
So that's a great resource. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we've actually come to the end of our podcast, but before we go, we're going to go into what we call rapid fire questions. And we ask these when we're all of our guests. So first of all, what was your first job?
It's kind of embarrassing now, but my first job was at McDonald's. And my first like non-babysitting, non-lawn mowing job was at McDonald's. And I remember I was like 13 or 14 and I lived in New York at the time. I had these giant bangs that I tucked under my visor. And I think I made like $400 that whole summer.
Woohoo! Those first jobs though are key, right? Mine was soft serve ice cream. Well, and churros and like stuff at the old racetrack here in Prescott. So yeah, food service for sure.
Yeah, that must have been fun.
Yeah. And all that money went to Doc Martens and concerts. So what is your favorite part of the day?
I'm a morning person. So I love waking up. I don't always love getting out of bed, but I love waking up early. I love getting moving. So doing a workout, and then if I can, my favorite thing to do is go for a walk and grab some coffee with Amalia, with my daughter.
Oh, that's a lovely day, especially this time of year. If it's not too cold out with the fall leaves, it's so nice. Mm-hmm. And what is your favorite word?
I think this probably changes a lot. I'm a big Joe Dispenza fan, and if you're familiar with him, he talks a lot about creation, you know, creating your day, creating your life, and really taking responsibility for that. So I'm going to say my favorite word is creation.
I love it. That's a good word. That's a solid word. Well, Emily, since we've come to the end of the podcast, I'm going to have you tell the listeners again how they can get a hold of you and reach out for more questions about postpartum or any kind of health, women's health related questions.
Yeah, thank you. So again, my website is a great place to start, sanoswellness.com. I'm also on Instagram and I'm really active on Instagram, so you can find me at Sanos Wellness. And feel free to drop me a message if you'd like. Again, I'm super active there, so that's a great way to get in touch. And then finally, I will share the link with you, Bree, to get that postpartum self-care plan out to women.
Sounds great. And we'll make sure the website and all of that too is in the notes so that people can easily click through to visit you.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Thank you, Emily.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This has been so much fun.
Sponsored by Findlay Toyota in Prescott, Arizona. For all your Toyota and used car needs, visit FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Thank you for listening to Empowering Women, Got a Minute? We hope you tune in next week, and you can check out any of our episodes at PrescottWomanMagazine.com. Talk to you later.